Simple gold processing without mercury or cyanide, which pollutes and is harmful to humans and the environment. The chemical element mercury or mercury Hg is an element that functions to capture gold elements that have become gold metal in nature in the form of finished solids. Dust are solid metal objects that are caught by mercury or mercury which are used in traditional gold panning. Unfortunately, this mercury is dangerous to pollute the environment. Other gold processing is with cyanide solution or CN. This cyanide chemical element works to dissolve gold elements in processed materials. In this processing, the gold elements dissolved by this cyanide element are accommodated and bound by activated carbon. And the activated carbon that has captured the gold element is burned and the gold is taken. This process relies on a chemical element called cyanide. Unfortunately, this cyanide element is very toxic to humans and pollutes the environment. What we see in this video is an environmentally friendly processing process, using plant materials and basic ingredients for making food. Namely urea fertilizer, banana peel. This banana peel can be replaced with moringa leaves or purslane as well as cake-making ingredients. First, mash and grind the rocks containing gold. Examples of the characteristics and characteristics of rocks containing gold can be seen in the previous video. Fine stone powder is washed, rotated with water from a hose in a tub vessel, added shampoo or softener liquid for washing clothes, added toothpaste. Let the water spin and the soil powder and garbage washed away on the top edge of the tub. The sediment that rotates at the bottom in the middle of the whirlpool is a heavy object that contains metal. Then the stone slurry after adding toothpaste, the fluoride element in the toothpaste will dissolve the silica element in the rock powder. After the rock powder is removed from the water cleaning vessel, then the rock powder is cooked with the surface of the water standing flat with the rock powder heated until it boils and dry. This function is to lift light impurities to the water and remove silica and other non-metallic elements in the rock powder that we will process. Second, after the rock slurry is cooked, cool it down. Then the dry roasted rock powder is heated in addition to aluminum metal. This function is to remove the sulfur element and non-metallic elements in the rock powder. The aluminum metal works to remove the sulfur element that interferes in the gold processing process. Third, the dry and cold rock powder is put into the processing vessel. The processing vessel is in the picture you see. For the manufacture of component details, see another video. Then the vessel that has been filled with rock powder containing gold metal input urea plus sodium carbonate in a ratio of 1:1. In another vessel, enter the soda ash plus the banana peel soaking liquid in the ratio 1.5 soda ash and 1 banana peel liquid. Then enter the liquid into the processing vessel. This banana peel soaking liquid replaces the element K or potassium, which is needed in the process of dissolving gold metal to replace cyanide in rocks. Fourth, the vessel that has been filled with rock powder and the above materials is added to pure water, AC drain water or rainwater 3 times from the height of the processed rock powder, until the rock is submerged, and must leave air space above it in the processing vessel. Pay attention to the water circulation pipe, the water supply hose hole at the bottom of the rock powder and the suction hose hole at the top of the liquid but still in the liquid and give space between the supply and suction holes. The oxygen air supply hose hole is placed at the bottom of the rock powder. This is the function so that the oxygen supply and water circulation can function to rotate the rock powder. Then the exhaust gas pipe hole is placed in the highest position in the empty space in the vessel. This function is to remove unused gas, given a suction pump and the final hole in the above position outside the room so that the gas can be wasted and does not pollute the air in our workspace. After the vessel is filled with powdered material as above, turn on the magnetic rotary button, adjust the rotation speed. The function of the rotating magnet is to capture iron powder and the rotary mechanic functions to stir processed materials. Then turn on the heating plate, adjust the heating gradually. This heating plate functions to increase the process temperature, replacing the use of dangerous fire during processing. To be more perfect, if the vessel is equipped with a stem thermometer to determine the temperature in the vessel does not exceed 85 degrees Celsius. Turn on the circulating water pump and make sure the water check tube is in the flowing position no more or less. In another vessel, then turn on the vessel containing caustic soda or sodium hydroxide NaOH plus water, the gas coming out of the vessel and the iron at the positive pole is oxygen gas. This gas is entered into the vessel. The manufacture of oxygen gas serves to increase the gas content, which is very much needed in the gold dissolution process as a substitute for liquid H2O2 or hydroxide. And the gas coming out of the iron at the negative pole is flammable hydrogen gas, so keep the exhaust hose away from fire. Fifth, make sure the processing vessel is working normally. The rotating speed of the magnet which functions to catch iron powder is also a rotary stirrer on the powder of processed materials. The circulation of water and gas is functioning properly. Sixth, check the liquid in the check vessel. Try to keep the pH in the range of 11 to 12. If the pH is less than that, add to the caustic soda check vessel. Check the metal content in the vessel by dipping the TDS tool. See, the EC must be above 500 ppm. If it is less than 500, it means that the powder to be processed is lacking in gold elements. It is best to replace it with other rocks. If you replace with other processed ingredients, do the process like the first step. Seventh, carry out the process on the processing vessel for at least 24 hours with continuous control over the pH, and the working process of the processing vessel will continue to function. Eighth, after the processing vessel has worked for at least 24 hours, turn off all processing vessels and other equipment. Allow the powder and liquid to settle in the processing vessel. After the powder settles, remove the water and air supply hoses first, then the exhaust gas pipe, then open the vessel cover. The ninth, lift the vessel carefully, pour the water first into another vessel, then take the sediment powder and place it in another vessel. Filter the sediment, take the liquid and the sediment powder in the sun. The liquid is put together in a vessel that already contains the liquid earlier. 10th, the results of this liquid contain gold and a little other metal. If the vessel is washed, clean, it is also a check vessel. The metal magnet is cleaned of iron powder that sticks to it. Then after the vessel is clean, re-enter the magnet, set it to the middle position of the base of the vessel, test turn on the rotary tool, make sure the magnet can rotate. Enter the liquid into the reprocessing vessel and then place it on the processing table. Before closing, the vessel containing the liquid is put in metal or aluminum powder, then the pipes and hoses are positioned as before. Make sure the pipe holes are like the first step. 11th, turn it on and function the tool as before, as well as the heating plate. Check the pH in the check vessel must be at 8 to 9, also check the TDS, the EC must be above 500 ppm, the function of the tool works at least 24 hours while being monitored. Pay attention slowly, there will be deposits occur, it is gold metal and a few other metals. The 12th, after the processing vessel has worked for at least 24 hours, turn off all tools and open the pipes in the sequence at the beginning with the gas hole, also closing the processing vessel at the last moment. Lift the vessel, separate the powder and the liquid, which we take the precipitated powder. His. This is gold deposit powder and a few other metals. The 13th, the precipitated powder is dried to be burned. This initial combustion process is still mixed with gold metal and a little other metal. Put the powder in the burning crucible, add as much borax powder as the sediment powder and burn slowly until the metal powder and borax melt together. After melting, add caustic soda powder into the fire slowly. This serves to unite metal elements and remove non-metallic elements in the combustion process. After burning and blending, then enter sugar and burn slowly until it forms like an ant nest. The function of sugar in the combustion process works to form gold metal and other metals standing intact in solid metal bonds in each metal element. Then add a little more caustic soda so that the burning metal melts together by the caustic soda and borax, while still burning. 14th, after forming metal in the initial combustion process, this metal is still mixed with gold and other metals. 15th, the re-burning of the metal remains in the burning crucible by adding silver metal. After the fusion of the silver metal and the metal from the initial combustion, remove the metal from the crucible. 16th, burn again the metal that has been mixed with the silver with borax. After melting the metal, pour it into water by dripping it slowly so that the metal in the water is divided into several grains. 17th, take the metal grains in the water and collect them and put them in a vessel containing nitrite. Let there be yellow gas that comes out. Silver and other metals will dissolve in the nitrite liquid, all that's left is a gold deposit. 18th, metal deposits are re-burned in crucible with borax to unite the gold metal. 19th, yellow gold metal that has become one whole thing. Removed and put back into the vessel containing the new nitrite or HNO3 liquid, this is the new gold metal that is considered pure. This refined gold purification process can be repeated until there is no metal and yellow vapor coming out of the vessel. Until a dark brown precipitate solution remains at the bottom of the vessel, this is gold metal. 20. Prepare the scales. Weigh the gold, Look at its weight and note this as dry weight. Then take a vessel filled with water, put it on the scale, setting the number to zero, then the metal is tied with a thread and put it in a vessel filled with water that is already on the scale. Look at the numbers. This is the wet weight. Dry weight divided by wet weight is the specific gravity of refined gold. The specific gravity of pure gold is 19.32. If our gold processing results are below that, do the dissolving of gold with 1 part nitrite and 3 parts HCl liquid. Put gold metal in this solution. The gold metal will melt into a yellow liquid. This yellow liquid is given urea powder until there is no foam. After the liquid is no longer foamy, add SMB powder or sodium metabisulfite. Gold will settle. This is gold metal powder. Then the precipitated powder is burned on top of the crucible. Then the gold purification will occur 24 carats, after being rechecked with a gold weight. This is a simple and safe way of processing gold for us. By Santo Saba, thank you.